Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I welcome you to the broadcast. And we're just going to continue on in the theme that I began on yesterday's broadcast, sharing passages from Isaiah, the 58th chapter, where the prophet is speaking for the Lord, and the Lord is addressing the condition of His people. They're going through all the proper outward motions, but their hearts are not right. And so God has called upon the prophet Isaiah to reprove them. And he talks about a fast, and he says, "You fast for strife and debate." And he said, "The fast that I've chosen is a fast to break and loose the bands of wickedness, to undo heavy burdens, to let the oppressed go free, and that ye break every yoke, and to reach out to the poor, to the hungry, to the outcast, to the naked." This is the things and the works that God is calling His people to do. And He has some beautiful promises for those who will have a right heart attitude. He said, "The Lord shall guide thee continually and satisfy thy soul in drought and make fat thy bones, and thou shalt be like a watered garden and like a spring of water whose waters fail not. And they that shall be of thee," hallelujah, in other words, the ranks, those that are true followers and disciples of Jesus, "shall build the old waste places. They shall raise up the foundations of many generations, and thou shalt be called the repairer of the breach, the restorer of paths to dwell in." And verse 14, the final verse of that chapter, says, "Then shalt thou delight thyself in the Lord, and I will cause thee to ride upon the high places of the earth, and feed thee with the heritage of Jacob thy father, for the mouth of the Lord hath spoken it." Praise God. And so this is what God has called us to do in the days in which we are now living. I don't have to spend much time talking about all the evils that are in the world. Anyone who has eyes to see and ears to hear can see how low we have fallen in this nation. There's gangland violence, and homicides are at an all-time high. Plagues are ravaging a global population in so many places of the world. There's earthquakes and devastating natural disasters. The drug cartels are more powerful in some places than governments. Payoffs are part of the political process. Sex scandals permeate every area of our society. Beloved, the world has no answers. If they offer answers, they're just empty. They're not able to produce any lasting effect. The occult and astrology are burgeoning. Practitioners are growing by leaps and bounds. So welcome to the new age of deceit. And truly, there is such deception that is on the face of the earth. Darkness, Isaiah said, is upon the earth, and gross darkness the people. And the majority, a good many of the church, lies in wreckage and ruin. They don't have the power of God. They're not even hungering after the power of God. In fact, I heard something today that astonished me, but it was supposedly a statement made by the late Billy Graham, who said the greatest mission field in the world is the church in America. And we need to just consider that. There has been such a departure from walking in holiness and the fear of the Lord. The church offers no semblance of consolation or help to a struggling world. In fact, we've offered the emergent church, which means watering down biblical doctrines, appealing to the feel-good emotional base of where society is at. Not talking about the blood of Jesus or salvation because you don't want to offend people. Let's not talk about saved. Let's talk about, you know, the churched or unchurched. And it's become a social club. And it's dreadful to see what the enemy has done by infiltrating the ranks. And we, so many who don't know the word of God, are falling as helpless prey. Beloved, there is help, and it is God's word. The way of the Lord is not hard. That's why he's given us the word. It's just simply, does the word talk about it? That's his will. That's his guideline for the Christian life. And if we will do the things that God asks us to do, just as I said, I'm not going to take time to reread what the Lord said in Isaiah chapter 58. But if we will concern ourselves with the fast that he has chosen, which is to reach out in the love and compassion of God. And yes, of course, fasting has its place. However, God leads you. That's between you and the Lord. But fasting should be a part of every Christian's life. Jesus said, when the bridegroom's taken, then will they fast. And in the Sermon on the Mount, he talked about when you give alms and when you fast and when you pray, assuming these were to be regular disciplines in someone who was following the Lord. Let me share some passages from Ezekiel, the 33rd chapter, and I'm going to read verses 1 through 9. Again, the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Son of man, speak to the children of thy people, and say unto them, when I bring the sword upon a land, if the people of the land take a man of their coast and set him for their watchman, if when he seeth the sword come upon the land, he blow the trumpet and warn the people, then whosoever heareth the sound of the trumpet and taketh not warning, if the sword come and take him away, his blood shall be upon his own head. He heard the sound of the trumpet and took not warning. His blood shall be upon him, but he that taketh warning shall deliver his soul. Beloved, that's what the word of God is doing to us today. Woe unto those who are at ease in Zion. Think about what I just shared, the statement that Billy Graham made, that the American church, people in other nations are being sent here as missionaries. Beloved, how far have we fallen? And we as a nation, as a people, those who are called by his name, we need to repent. We need to turn from our wicked ways. We need to pray and seek God. Oh, Sister Glass, I've heard that message over and over and over. Beloved, that's what is going to bring revival. And we should walk in such fear and trembling. Work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. We ought to be so reverent before the Lord, because he is a holy God, and our God is a consuming fire, and he will deal with those who trample on the word of God, on his will. But let me go back to reading Ezekiel, the 33rd chapter. Verse 6 says, but if the watchman see the sword come and blow not the trumpet, and the people be not warned, if the sword come and take any person from among them, he is taken away in his iniquity, but his blood will I require at the watchman's hand. Beloved, that's why godly leadership has a burden, has a responsibility before the Lord to warn, to cause us to return to a walk of holiness and righteousness. When I say to the wicked, O wicked man, thou shalt surely die, if thou dost not speak to warn the wicked from his way, that wicked man shall die in his iniquity, but his blood will I require at thine hand. These are fearsome words the Lord is speaking here to Ezekiel and to every leader of all time. Nevertheless, if thou warn the wicked of his way to turn from it, and if he do not turn from his way, but he shall die in his iniquity, but thou hast delivered thy soul. Beloved, we all have a responsibility. And you say, well, Sister Glass, I'm not a prophet. God didn't call me as a prophet. I'm not a pastor. I'm not an evangelist. The word of God, beloved, says we are all able ministers of the gospel of reconciliation. Every single one of us have a format, have an area, a metron, an area of responsibility, have people we know, whether in family or in neighbors or in a workplace situation or through other associations, that we are sometimes the only light, the only word that they will ever read. And so, beloved, every one of us, it's my burden to awaken you, to cause you to know that you are valuable and important to the Lord. And there's no one who can fulfill the call that God has on your life. There's no one else that can do the things that you can do. So I want you to know how much God loves you and how much He cares for you, and He is going to direct your paths. In Proverbs, the third chapter, let me share just a couple more verses. Withhold not good from them to whom it is due, when it is in the power of thine hand to do it. Say not unto thy neighbor, go and come again, and tomorrow I will give thee when thou hast it by thee. God is looking for a people who are just not going to talk it, but really walk the walk. He's calling a people who will be repairers of the breach. He's calling for people who are willing to say, Lord, here I am, send me, as Isaiah was willing to do when he had a vision of the Lord. You know, when we think about the calling of God, Brother Glass years ago wrote an article, Whom God Calls, He Qualifies. And every single one of us, regardless of what it is God has called us to do, He is going to equip us. He would be unjust if He were not. And you know, the prophets, as we see in the Word of God, they knew nothing of human ordination. And instead of rushing headlong into the Lord's work, frequently what we see is they shrank from it. Moses says, I'm not eloquent. Isaiah said, I'm a man of unclean lips. Jonah fled in fear. Jeremiah exclaimed, Oh, Lord God, I cannot speak. But out of weakness, beloved, He ordains strength. And so tomorrow we're going to look a little more precisely at how God does call and equip us. And I hope you'll be able to join me at the same time. And if not, you can always go to our website, unveilchrist.org, and you can listen to the broadcast anytime by clicking on that link. But as I do every broadcast, if you are in need of prayer, I invite you to write and share your prayer needs, and know that I will personally, over every letter that comes in, whether you send an offering or not, I pray just as earnestly for whatever needs you share. So I love you, and I pray for you every day. Thank you for joining me. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, May God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.